talking about a new sex discrimination commissioner as Victorian lawyer Kate Jenkins replaces Elizabeth Broderick. Ms. Jenkins previously served as Victoria's Equal Opportunity and Human Rights Commissioner, focusing on LGBTQI issues. So what's on the agenda for this new commissioner? What changes can we expect, and is there enough attention from the right people? Well, Dr. Lauren Rosewarne from the University of Melbourne joins me now to talk about how we can make women's issues everybody's issues. Thank you for joining me, Lauren.
Thank you for having me.
Now, Lauren, what do you see as the current limitations of feminism?
I think the current limitations of feminism in an institutional sense are that it's still a marginalised issue. It's currently seen as a problem that only women are dealing with, that it's their problem as opposed to everybody's problem. And I think if everyone doesn't take responsibility for it and carry that can, as opposed to it being marginalised, then it has that reputation that it's always niche.
So you think it's being viewed as sort of a side problem for a few people, but not really an issue for the whole population?
Well, this has been a problem since the 1980s, really, when the backlash against feminism started, is that women are, it's considered to be only a handful of feminists complaining, as opposed to the reality that, in fact, we've all have, and should at least, have a stake in equality for all.
And so what did Elizabeth Broderick achieve in her time as sex discrimination commissioner?
Yeah, and I would hate to downplay the achievements that she's had in terms of success, in terms of getting a lot of these issues on the agenda. The problem with agenda setting, however, is that I don't think that is the full story. I think that we need to be looking at ways to co-opt other people in leadership positions to make changes, because it's not just an issue of public policy. It's not just an issue where the government needs to change laws. What needs to happen, for example, is corporate boards need to change. They're the ones, for example, who have only a minority of women represented. So those kind of things need to change, and government can't just be looked to for all of the solutions. It actually requires an attitudinal change as well.
So then the question is, how can we get men in these positions of power interested in this issue?
And this is a really tricky question. I don't have the answer for this. I think this is a really difficult thing. In other countries, for example, it has been framed as an issue that affects their wives, their daughters, their granddaughters. So there's an emotional heartstring type approach. I'm not sure that that's the best way to go about it. I'd like to think people see equality, particularly men, see equality as more important than something that's a sort of patronising kind of care for their women folk. But nonetheless, I think there are a lot of ways to skin a cat. And if that tactic has worked in some countries, perhaps that's something to consider.
So in that case, then it's a matter of kind of changing public perceptions of feminism and equality.
Yeah, and it's also to have people understand, both men and women, that it still remains a problem. And I think the very fact that not every woman, for example, identifies herself as a feminist highlights that I think that this is actually, that there is a misunderstanding in Australia that because women can drive, unlike, say, Saudi Arabia, and a whole lot of successes women have had in Australia, women here are reluctant to see that there's actually a problem in regards to equality, because for a lot of women, their immediate lives aren't affected. So I think that misunderstanding feeds the idea that equality isn't a problem in this country, and I think that needs to be clarified as well.
And so how likely, or how do you think Kate Jenkins might go about this, or how do you think, what do you think she might be focusing on then?
I have absolutely no idea. She's been in the job for less than a week. So she was appointed on Thursday, so this is probably her first week on the job. I have no idea, and this is what time will tell, and I think Australia has a bit of a habit of looking at new appointments and looking for all the possibilities where things could go wrong without offering solutions. I don't want to do that. I'd rather see it unfold, and I think I have hope. She's done a great job in Victoria, so I have hope that this will be a positive appointment.
And so you're quite optimistic for the future.
I have to be, because I don't have any evidence that indicates that this is a problematic appointment. So I think that, yeah, I think we have every reason to be optimistic. And again, time is one of those things that you need to get anything like this sorted. It's not going to happen with a light switch being flicked.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Lauren, for joining me this morning.
Anytime. Thank you for having me.
And that there was Dr. Lauren Rosewarne from the University of Melbourne.